Now, it's been a year since the first COVID-19 lockdowns took hold, and the impact of the pandemic is still being felt throughout the world. COVID-19 cases continue to rise across continental Europe, with Paris-based doctors warning over the weekend that hospitals there could soon be overrun. There's also an international debate on whether to ease restrictions and face the possibility of a fourth wave. And despite ongoing attempts for the world to work together, there's increasing evidence of vaccine nationalism. Joining us now from Geneva in Switzerland is Dr. Margaret Harris of the World Health Organization. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Dr. Harris.
Good morning, Samantha.
Can I begin by asking you how concerned you are about the current situation in Europe?
We're certainly very concerned. Numbers are rising in many countries and hospitals particularly getting overwhelmed. So it really is a race between us and the virus, and the measures that we know work need to be strengthened even more. And that is difficult, as people are just longing to see an end to this. And unfortunately, sort of that belief that now that we have vaccines, a lot of people seem to think that that's it. But unfortunately, it's not. We really have to double down on all the efforts, all the public health measures to stop the transmission.
Now, here in Ireland, we've had level 5 restrictions for about 90 days now, and the government is meeting today to discuss the possibility of easing restrictions next week. We've had our third wave, but do you think that easing things even marginally risks a possible fourth wave?
It's important that people understand that this is a very tricky moment, and it's really up to every one of us, and that's from government level at community level. I heard you having a long conversation about tracking and tracing, and it's really great that such detailed back tracing as well to understand the origins of every cluster is done. This is critical, because one third of people actually don't have symptoms, so they don't know that they're potentially walking around and potentially transmitting. So we all have to assume we are the ones who could be transmitting. It is much better to be doing outdoor activities than indoor activities. Remember, the three things to really avoid are the crowded spaces, the close contact, and the close contact in poorly ventilated spaces. So open the windows, and if you're doing anything that involves other people, do it outdoors.
And despite public fatigue with restrictions, do you think at this phase it will be better to double down on restrictions rather than to ease them?
This has been done in some countries. It requires the entire community to be involved, to understand and to accept what is going on. I mean, we do look at, say, countries like Australia, where they close down when they have a few cases because they're absolutely determined to keep no cases in their country. But it doesn't necessarily work exactly the same way for every country. But where things are working are when every person does understand this is the fight we're all in together.
Last summer, countries in Europe got back to some level of normality. Do you see that happening this year?
Well, if it's a normality that we understand we've still got this great threat to us as species, it will work. But last year it was more like, oh, well, it's all over and let's party. So let's not go in that direction. Let's have a great time and enjoy each other and keep each other alive.
Do you think international travel would or should be part of this summer?
So there are reasons to travel. There are reasons when you need to see people urgently or be together urgently if a family member is nearing the end of life or some other reasons. But this summer, personally, I would say enjoy your country, enjoy your locale, and enjoy good health.
So no summer holidays?
Holidays are times off and times where you rest, but you don't necessarily have to be taking extra risks to enjoy a holiday.
What do you make of the pace of the vaccination rollout across Europe? And what about the other vaccines that we're waiting to see? Are we any closer to approval?
So we've got a few vaccines in the pipeline in approval at the moment, but we require full dose data on three things: on safety, on efficacy and on the manufacturing standards, and we don't give approval until we're satisfied that those three that we have all the information on those three things. So we have a few vaccines indeed that are coming through for approval, but at the moment, in terms of our distribution system for the entire world, that's COVAX, and it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, that's for everyone. At the moment, the cupboard is bare. We are looking for more vaccines, and we're looking for different ways to increase the vaccine supply right now.
And would you have expected the pace in Europe to have been quicker in terms of rolling out the vaccine?
Rolling out vaccine is not an easy thing. Every country, and part of the COVAX system we have, we ask every country to work with us, and we've been doing this since the middle of last year, to look at their plans and how they're going to deploy. It's not as easy as it looks. It's been done very well in some countries, but it requires extremely good infrastructure, extremely good involvement, and of course, there's public trust. There's been mixed messaging on some vaccines, and that has put a dent in trust in some countries.
Okay, Dr. Margaret Harris of the World Health Organization, thank you so much for talking to us on Morning Ireland this morning.